Chagiga Yerushalmi, corresponding to Chagiga Bavli, Daf Chafalas. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yudalet Amud Beis, at the beginning of the third Perek, Perek Chomer BaKodesh. Chomer BaKodesh MiBetruma She Madbilim Kelim BeSeichelim BeTruma Avar Loi BeKodesh Achoyim BeSeich UBeis Tzviya BeTruma Avar Loi BeKodesh Hanoise Es HaMidras Noise Es HaTruma Avar Loi BeKodesh Big Day Yichid Truma Midras HaKodesh. The following astringency of Kodesh over Truma: we may immerse Kalim inside Kalim for Truma, but not for Kodesh. We distinguish the inside and outside of a Kli and base Tzvi, which is a cavity in the wall through which one can hold the Kli, for Truma, but not for Kodesh, means any place on the Kli if Metame, the entire Kli for Kodesh. One who carries a Midras, which is Mishkav of a Zav, may carry Truma, but not Kodesh. Clothes of Eichli Truma are considered Midras for Kodesh. Like Midas HaKodesh, Midas HaTruma, Sheva Kodesh, Matir, Sheva Menagiv, Umadbel, Chaka Kosher, Ubetruma Kosher, Vachaka Madbel. Midah of Kodesh is unlike the Midah of Truma. For Kodesh, one unties a garment and dries it, and afterwards he immerses it. For Truma, one may tie, and afterwards immerse it. The Gemara says, Zubchia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Vipnesha Eichli Truma Zvizim, Vaichli Kodesh Einon Zvizim. Here, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that we are more stringent for Kodesh because Eichli Truma are zealous, means they regularly eat it, but Eichli Kodesh are not zealous. Rabbi Chananya, Kremi Rabbi Mana, Bahadahi, Mala, Hiladomashu, Shove, Bazil Bazet, Tomei, Bazet, Ratal Bazet, Radahi, Mala. Chananya asked Rabbi Mana, if so, is this a Mila stringency of Kodesh due to its severity? Only if something was equal concern for transgression in this and this, and this we are Matama, this we are Mataya, this is a Mala. Amalei tipate b'mezukak l'kodesh. One answer, we can say that it's a mila for one who needs to regularly eat kodesh. Even though he is as zealous as Eichli Truma, we are more stringent about kodesh. V'lav b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, im hayadav atomi kaved kalitra ein mabil noisei. V'lav quoting Rabbi Yochanan said, if something was the weight of a litra, means almost half a kilo, we may not immerse it in another kli even for Truma. Abashal says, even for Truma, we may not immerse in another Kli, only a basket and a big wicker basket. Light, porous, and have big openings. Rabbi Yochanan said that Abashal and Rabbi Shimon both said the same thing. Holds a person or kelim and immerses them, they are tameim because of the chasiso way he holds them. If he rinsed his hand beforehand, they're tahirim. The water on his hand is joined with the water with the mikvah water. Rav Shimon says he must loosen his grip on them until water comes to them. Rabbi Yochanan Mistava, Rabbi Shimon Yoidel Rabbi Abashol, Abashol Yoidel Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan rejects that and says, no, presumably Rabbi Shimon agrees to Abashol that even for Truma we permit Kli, specifically one Kli inside another, only for a basket and a big wicker basket. Abashol does not agree with Rabbi Shimon. Abashol holds that the water on his hands joins to the mikvah. Rabban Zikisoan, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, to Abashol. Rabban Zikisoan, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that the Halacha follows Abashol. Tani Kain Halacha Kedvarov, and we have a vice that supports that the Halacha follows Abashol's words. Rabbi Yonah says that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, but Chacham say we do so means we immerse Kli with a Kli, even for Kodesh. She'ein beis tzviya tich Kli, Kodesh kulam tich. The law of beis tzviya is different for Truma, because it's not like the inside, rather it's like the outside. A Kli Kodesh is totally inside, and there's no distinction. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Maase shenechusu shiva zakenim ave es hashana bevikasimoin v'mi hayu Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Nechemia Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Rabbi Yonah, quoting Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, said that a case occurred in which seven chacham entered to make a leap year in the valley of Rimon. Who were they? Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Nechemia Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Amu kama ma'alais b'kodesh v'b'truma v'b'mei o'ime shalosh yasei v'b'yosi o'ime shtem yasei. It said how many ma'alais are in kodesh v'b'truma? Rav Meir says there are 13 and Rav Yosi says there are 12. Amar Rabbi Meir, Kach Shamati, Rabbi Akiva, 13. Rabbi Meir said, I heard from Rabbi Akiva, 13. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Asandla, Shimashti, as Rabbi Akiva, Oimdois, Mashulai Shimashtoi, Yeshivais. Rabbi Yochanan Asandla said, I served Rabbi Akiva standing, which means haphazardly, more than you served sitting, means in a fixed way, and I never heard this from him. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Asandla, Alexandri, La Mitoyu. They said, Rabbi Yochanan Asandla is from Alexandria, and his words are true. And even though Rabbi Yochanan Asandla spoke sharply, they kissed him when they left. Anyone who did not have a talis, his colleague cut half his talis and gave it to him. Why did they do so? All of them expounded the following pasuk in seven ways, and it's improper to expound without a talis. The pasuk is Nishaya in Perikei pasuk Aleph. And it means, I will now sing for my beloved the song of my beloved about his vineyard. The Kalson Lachoye Ma'ashach Afoy Begavo Amin Ushimin Yechai Hava. They praised the last one that he found new ways to expound it. They said that Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai was last. What pushed him to do so means to be ma'abe the year in Chutz La'aretz. Haven dalshin meima elohim masich lisa'as eloch ma'akos ha'basrei es ha'gamadzeis tishmo amen kwa misha sveika v'yodi la'abe es ha'shona v'ein ma'abe ki lo evid avoidus v'chavim azolos. They expounded the pasuk in Shmoyis Lamed Daled pasuk Yud Zayin, you should not make for yourselves graven gods. What is written after that? You should keep the Chag HaMatzos, means make the leap years where necessary in order that Pesach will be at the start of the spring. We learn from there that anyone who could be Ma'abed this year and is not, it is as if he served idolatry. When it was time to go, they said, let's make a commemoration of our deeds. They saw a large rock, each one took a nail and inserted it into it. Miraculously it sunk in like into a dough. Until today it's called the Rock of Nails.